What's going on there, Watch fans? Today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. Retrospects houses the coolest and most unique collection of vintage sunglasses from the 1890s to the 1980s. At Retrospects, their clients will find something unique and precious, registered historic eyewear fabricated and restored by exacting old world standards. I've been wearing Retrospects sunglasses for over 5 years. I'm absolutely addicted. I love what they have. Everything you see in modern day sunglass shops is based on what Retrospects carries. You'll get a complete history lesson. To contact Retrospects, please email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com. Mention this ad and get 10% off your first purchase, not to be combined with any other offer. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about the new System 51 collection of watches made by Swatch that will be released at Basel World 2015 in March. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to the show. On today's show, I want to talk to you about the new collection of System 51 watches made by Swatch that will be released this March at Basel World 2015. So what is System 51? Well, System 51 is an incredibly technical and innovative and revolutionary process that Swatch created. It was first released at Basel World 2013, only available in Switzerland. And then in 2014, in July, it became available in the United States. And this is basically a system where Swatch completely by machine has assembled a completely self-winding automatic watch comprising of 51 parts. And it's all held together by one single screw. Even the balance is regulated by machine. And it's quite incredible because most automatic watches have at least 100 parts or more. And, you know, for them to make a watch that's self-winding, automatic, and completely made in Switzerland with, you know, fewer than half of that at 51 parts is just groundbreaking. And, you know, collectors, when they saw them at Basel World in 2013, were going crazy. It was a frenzy. When will they be available in the U.S.? And they only came out with four different models. Now, for this Basel World 2015, Swatch has just announced and released pictures of five different, you know, Swatch System 51 watches. And these watches are all unique. They're all different. They're really, you know, cool in design. I think there's something out there for everyone. I think as the System 51 model evolves, we're going to see different cases and we're going to see different sort of, you know, design elements and maybe different functions. But, you know, I'm always stumped when people ask me, you know, what kind of watch can I get? What's a good quality watch I can get for under $200? And, you know, it's like, you know, your guess is as good as mine. It's not usually a price category that I, you know, I'm in or that I frequent or that I talk about or that I have clients for. But there are clients out there who don't want to spend a lot of money on a watch, and they want something well made, you know, something reliable. And that's what System 51 offers. You know, there's no need for regulating the watch. I mean, it's an incredible, incredible system, all done by machine in Switzerland, comprising of 51 parts. And, you know, the movement is hermetically sealed into the case. So, I mean, I remember when I used to work in the, you know, I used to work in a Swatch store. That's how I started my career. You know, the normal quartz Swatches you see today that are $40 to $50. I mean, those were all heat sealed movement. They were a quartz heat sealed movement. And basically what Swatch has done is they've taken this technology and they've revolutionized it and they've minimized it and they've been more innovative with it in creating something that is really a value. I don't think you could get a better value than this at $150. So if you want something different, something cool, something unique, something Swiss made 100%, definitely go out there and buy yourself a System 51. I think the original System 51s, I mean, I don't think they'll have... They may or may not have the cachet that early Swatches from the 80s have in collectible circles, but it definitely is a cult watch. I mean, I know collectors out there who, you know, have $100,000 watch collections, and they have, you know, all four System 51 watches that were originally introduced in Basel. And they just love them. I think, you know, it's fun, it's exciting, it's innovative, it's unique, it's cool. It's kind of weird because, you know, when you hear of Swatch, you don't think of something like that. You think of a plastic $40 disposable watch that's fun. But they've taken this to another level, and I'm very excited to see these in person. You know, these are watches that I think people are going to really respond well to. And for those of you out there who are just getting into watch collecting, there's no better way to start than at Swatch System 51 because it's very affordable, it's very accessible, and they're all unique and different. Well, there we have it, folks. That is the Swatch System 51. And if you want to know more, I would highly recommend that you click the link below of this podcast to read the article and see the new collection of five watches that will be unveiled next month at Basel World 2015. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Retrospects, at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. They really are the best and the coolest sunglasses you'll ever buy. They also do incredible eyewear. They also do prescription. You know, their collection spans from the 1890s to the 1980s. They even have their own collection of retrospects that are made by them, which are basically their interpretation of, you know, classic styles from the era that I just mentioned. If you want to contact Retrospects, you can contact them at www.retrospects.com. You can email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com and mention this ad and you'll get 10% off your first purchase. You can also call them at 702-698-7620. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please go to my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. You can email me with questions at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can also check me out on my Instagram feed, my Twitter. Please like my Facebook watch page and sign up for my weekly newsletter. You just have to sign up once and you're done. And it's a great way of staying informed without being vested or committed. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.